brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Republicans winning enough seats to control the House of Representatives. ABC News projecting that. That means that the GOP does have control of all of Congress and the White House. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General, staunch loyalist Matt Gaetz, a former Florida congressman, if confirmed, he would lead the Department of Justice, which for years led an investigation into Gaetz for alleged sex trafficking. That investigation has since been dropped. For Director of National Intelligence, Trump has chosen former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who left the Democratic Party and became another loyal Trump supporter. The new attorney general in Los Angeles County, California, not as willing to release the Menendez brothers based on new evidence.
There will be no cloud over whatever decision I do, because I will spend the time to thoroughly review the facts and the law.
Nathan Hochman, the brothers killed their parents in 1989, but the outgoing DA has been pushing for them to get out of prison. This is ABC News. The on-again, off-again plan for congestion pricing in New York City, tolling drivers going into parts of Manhattan, appears to be on again. New York Governor Kathy Hochul paused it over the summer, but is expected to fire it back up again later today. Here's ABC's Phil Tate in Manhattan.
The governor's announcement comes a day before the start of a court case from those in support of congestion pricing challenging this pause. We can also expect some legal challenges from those who are against this new revised plan. Now, the MTA is expected to have a board meeting just next week to now approve these new price points and ask for when this could all go into effect. We're told it could all be a reality by December 29th.
Sources say under the new plan, the cost would be cut from 15 bucks to 9. Four people in California now under arrest, accused of insurance fraud after they say a bear rampaged through their luxury cars. Wildlife experts say the video they provided was actually a person in a bear costume. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keep the elements out of your home with Powell Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Powell because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they've been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Powell today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PowellWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at oshkoshmuseum.org.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Bucks win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 18, but came roaring back to force overtime on the way to a 127-120 win over the Pistons last night in Milwaukee. The Bucks were shorthanded. Doc Rivers.
No Dame, no Chris Middleton, no Bobby Portis. So we're down to one living point guard on our team.
Giannis finished the night with 59 points and talked about what he told the younger players filling in.
You know, don't take these moments for granted. It's easy for me to kind of fold and say, oh, guys are out. But no. We at the end of the day, you are here to do a job, which is compete.
NFL, the Packers face the Bears in Chicago Sunday. I asked Lucas Van Ness, who's going to replace Preston Smith on defense after he was traded to the Steelers.
Regardless who's here, it's always been a next up mentality. Whether it's myself, Mosby, Cox, JJ, we're all ready just to kind of fill in and help where we can. And that still stays the same.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When it comes to films opening wide this weekend, it's a bit quiet, sort of like the calm before the storm. All eyes are on next week's openers, which will showcase Barbenheimer 2.0 or Glicked, which is Wicked, and Gladiator 2. But there is one film opening wide this week, and it follows a new trend of badass Santa movies. Red One stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and the awesome Bonnie Hunt. Johnson plays the head of security at the North Pole and teams up with bounty hunter Evans to find Santa Claus, who has been kidnapped. It's usually an inside job. The first suspect prospect would be Mrs. Claus. Red One is getting less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't let that stop you. It looks like pure holiday fun, and at PG-13, it's fun for the whole family. The Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element, is getting a re-release this weekend, but in a limited capacity. The film is from 1997 and also stars Ian Holm, Gary Oldman, and Chris Tucker. If you feel like staying home, new movies to stream include Megalopolis, Saturday Night, or Michael Keaton's Goodrich. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Showers will gradually end this morning, but it is going to stay cloudy here most of the day today. Our high right around 50 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 53. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 54. Showers, 57 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest Ice Cream, who will help us make our popcorn pick of the week. Then Susan Kaya Schlusser from the Wisconsin Historical Society joins me, followed by...
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here in a little bit of a soggy Thursday morning in downtown Green Bay, downtown Oshkosh, and all parts in between of the Civic Media app. Special thanks to Amy Herrick, Fox City's Chamber of Commerce. The Civic, how much fun is she? How much, can't you just see her as a teacher?
Awesome.
Wouldn't she have been an awesome teacher?
Yep. She, yeah. I don't know if you met her walking out. She is got that energy, the look. She really cares about teaching, make sure kids are connecting. And yeah, I had a little talk with her after. Yeah, she's a good one. And what the beauty of what she does now, though, with the chambers, they have that whole events, youth education division, and she kind of heads that up. So she's doing
Didn't
this big seven,
like hard questions.
Yeah,
though.
Sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. Wow. I mean, like, you know. You know the 12th Amendment? I mean,
Do you?
Well, she does. She's a librarian or a museum. She's a museum. Yeah. Not like, but you're a curator. Yep. What do they call you?
Beth
guys?
Kowalski, yes. Neville Public Museum. Hi.
Very smart.
Thank you for
having
me.
Sounds great to have you. You know, you've got the job that I applied for that job one time, right?
Did you? That's awesome.
Did you know that? I'm serious.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Jim?
No.
No, listen to me.
I'm glad you didn't call me for that one because I was a reference for him for a job and I wrote. I had to go to confession after. I wrote an unbelievable letter, and he got the job, too.
Can I tell you something, what he told me, though?
What?
I don't know if I can pull back the curtain. I told him, where I'm like, oh, geez, Jim. I mean, they got this budget of, you know, several million, and I'm in charge. I don't know anything about a budget. I have somebody else that'll do that.
Hire somebody.
Hire somebody.
Good people.
Don't get bogged down
stuff. They needed a director.
Do what you can do. That's good.
You got to know it, but you don't have to do it. You know what I mean? You got to know.
Absolutely.
Hire good people in finance, law. I'm not a lawyer, but we had a great law firm in the city, but I didn't know it. I mean, you know, we had people who do it.
But
so
I honestly, I even had an interview.
That's awesome.
With you guys. This probably is 20 years ago. Okay. More than 20 years
ago. With Gene?
Probably, I don't remember.
Probably Gene.
Gene was my guy. I liked him. That dude was.
Well, I should have called you then.
Yes. All right. Was a good guy.
Wow.
I don't know where he went, but
you curators are. I love museums.
You're a little above all of us in terms of, you know, history, everything.
It's our job to recognize the past and be able to gather and capture the stories as they're happening right now.
And I think what's cool you're doing at the Neville is the holidays are coming up.
Yes.
And we as people our age love the holidays, but to bring the kids back to the history of the holidays with the whole prangy thing and spruce.
Bruce the Spruce.
Yes.
Are talking Christmas trees.
When I was a kid, I was here one time for Christmas. And not for Christmas, but I mean that time of, you know, again, it was for a Packer game. You know, so I said, see, just, and I was just amazed. It was like Candyland, like something. It was so lit up and all the streets and the beautiful displays that you guys recreate in the windows. I mean, that was a huge event here, wasn't that?
Oh, yeah, that pringy windows. And they have that now at the museum. Plus, they have these, which I think is really cool, is the story time that these kids can come and listen to stories. There's a wocket in my pocket.
That's a what?
A wocket in my pocket.
Okay,
right,
Jim.
That's the first story.
That was the first story.
Oh, that's what you're going with.
I'm saying that it's those cute little rhyme things. The rain came down.
What's Bruce the Moose or whatever is there again?
Bruce's Spruce is for holiday memories, but the story time is just additional. Oh, but additional offering.
Okay. Yep.
And the cost to attend story time
is with just a general admission.
Okay.
So general admission, and kids under two are always free. Military veterans are always free.
Oh, cool.
So
nice.
Lots of opportunities.
All right. So how did that go?
So it was awesome.
The wallet in my pocket.
Yep. And we've got another story time this coming Saturday morning. So again, opportunities to participate. And yep, this one's a Saturday, The Rain Came Down.
Oh, yes.
A different book about neighborhoods and a little bit of sunshine and improving mood. So there will be a craft activity with it. But additionally, Holiday Memories opens in 2 weeks. With Bruce the Spruce, and we also have now sing-alongs with Bruce the Spruce. So,
wow,
lots of things for families to do.
What was the name of the thing about the rain falling?
The story time is "The Rain Came Down" by David Shannon.
Oh, okay,
and it teaches the kids about how to like bring sunshine to a rainy day in your neighborhood. Like, well, isn't that awesome?
Do you remember the song, Glenn Yerba?
Something like that, isn't it?
Baby, the rain must fall. Baby, the wind must blow wherever my heart leads me. Remember that song?
No,
no. Remember that song?
No. Nope. No. All right. Okay. And then we have coming up the 23rd is Jingle Dancer.
Yes.
That's going to be one of my favorites.
Well, it's a book about a young Cree girl, and she's learning about her heritage, how to prepare to dance at a powwow. So, again, tying into our indigenous communities in Green Bay.
When did Green Bay stop going so big with the downtown decorations and everything?
That would have been... Early 80s.
Yeah, I was going to say late 70s.
Yeah, late 70s,
early
80s.
I got here in 84 and they never had it.
Because Washington Street started to change. And my understanding was with the cops candy, because we have the cops candy counter.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we have cops candy molds and all that sort of stuff. So when cops came down and some of the buildings changed, that's when.
And they built that great mall.
Don't get us started.
I was not here then.
I was not here. That mall.
It has a lot of fun memories. So everything from like Washington Street and Prankney's.
Three years of a lifespan.
I loved that mall.
Not hitting its square foot sales.
The Big Cookies, the Orange Julius.
Closed off the downtown. That was great.
Leather store, Paulo's, I think the name of it was. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it
Paulo's? It was a leather store, everything. And the reason
Wilson's.
I know that. No, wasn't it? Because when I was doing the Packer, I was doing the Lynn Dickey show.
Right.
And guests receive a gift certificate to.
Oh, was it? Okay.
The leather shop in the mall. Yeah. I loved that place.
Well, the cool part is we have not only the Prangies figurines in the collection that we bring back, but we also have some of the figurines from the mall. So when they did displays in the mall, so we have Port Plaza Mall elves. Which are really awesome.
Obviously, people thought enough of those to save those, Jim.
One of my Christmas cards is my kids. I'm sitting in that big Santa chair with the...
Enchanted Forest, probably behind you.
Behind me, and then reading them a book.
Yep, that's awesome. Like I said, we recreate
That is a great Christmas card. I can tell you a story about customer service. I think that's another reason that mall didn't work. But I went into the... There was a bookstore there.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I want to... We're going to take a picture. I'm like, reading a story would be even probably a little bit more memorable. I said, can I just borrow this book? And Lily's like, what?
Come on.
Yeah. She was like, really like had this attitude and said, okay, I'll buy it. So I bought it and took the picture and went back and returned it. I mean, anyway,
you're that guy.
I was that guy. But that was cool, down the escalator and seeing that big Santa chair and.
Loved it.
That was cool. But. John, it just didn't work.
You know what, though? It was always hot. I remember I take my daughters.
Well, she's not here to talk about the mall.
No, but you know what I mean? And they'd be in like, there's snow, and you're carrying one and trying to push the other, and you'd be sweating. It was always hot in there. Yeah, those memories weren't. They're good ones in a certain way. But anyway, we're here to talk about the music.
Right. So what do you have all going on there besides the Christmas thing? Your displays?
Tell us a little bit
more, because some people don't go there as often as they should.
No, we want people to come constantly, because we're constantly changing. We do anywhere between 13 to 15 different exhibits a year. And again, from a marketing standpoint, thank you for having me here, because we always want to advocate for coming to our local museum.
Right.
So we have our art annual exhibition up right now. So it's all regional, local artists, 60-some pieces of beautiful, amazing art that you just have to see. Right?
Wow. Does Naomi have anything in there?
Naomi probably will for art and our art colony coming up.
Okay. She's amazing.
She is amazing. We have so many local amazing artists in the area. Our Generations Gallery is our local history space. So again, everything from Stompy the Mastodon to all the way up to contemporary times and even more artwork in that area.
Wow.
And then Spectacular Science is on our first floor, and that's where our Lego Lambo is, which we're really happy to have. That was something that Bellin Hospital gifted to us, which is amazing. Everybody loves seeing it when you first come in.
Yeah.
We also have a section on candy chemistry where, again, we talk about the immigration history, but also contemporary candy makers like Joe Cerugi and Eileen's Candy.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really pretty fantastic. And then Extreme Weather just opened up in September, where we feature five local meteorologists, several businesses, several Brown County departments, and we really look at the history of weather in our area.
That's cool.
I got a text here from Todd DePierre. He says, I think Jim hates that mall more than he hates meteorologists.
The mall just was, when I...
Sorry, it was a touch point.
But when I got here, the mall was really, really hurting. People are moving out. I mean, when McDonald's leaves, you know you're in trouble. You know what I mean? So, anyway. But thank you.
Did you grow up here?
I was overly sensitive. And the other thing is that mall had the value of that mall from a tax standpoint was $4.5 million. You know what Schreiber is? About 60. So
no, we have a very vibrant downtown now.
Yeah,
I'm so happy that the Neville's anchored where it's at.
It is. It's great.
And we have both sides of the river and the activity that's happening with downtown Green Bay and on Broadway.
I was there. What day was it? Veterans Day?
Yes.
I was there for the little ceremony.
Yes, right.
Got really cold with that wind coming off the lake.
It was super windy.
But
beautiful. No, we love hosting the Veterans Celebration every year. It's super important. Veterans, their stories, you know, are always need to be captured and need to be told. And sometimes those are hard stories to tell.
Yeah. Do you guys want to carry my books in the bookstore or anything?
I'll talk to Katie about it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, the lady before you talked to her about reading. Okay, let's go back to you. At the museum, I was going to ask you something about. The cost of the museum, you can buy an annual pass. You can buy a daily. But it's also free, isn't it, for Brown County residents? On
the first Wednesday of every month. Wednesday of every month. So we're coming up on, I believe it's December 4th, Wednesday, December 4th. We will be free for Brown County residents from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. So complete accessibility, very busy day. A lot of groups utilize us during that day.
We do. I work at the new community shelter, and we have some people come over there. And, you know, we're living in a community shelter, right? They have a lot of money. And what a great thing. But I think a lot of people will go there and say, this is awesome. I want to get a family membership for the year. And you do that.
Yeah, the best part of our family membership is that we're part of Association and Science and Technology Centers. So, like, you can use our membership to go to Milwaukee and take your family. And it's very cost affordable and effective.
Well, I mean, those are wonderful, wonderful individual programs. But do you guys have, like, a little bit of a wish list of something you would like to get to display that you guys have tried?
Well, we're always keeping our eyes open and forward thinking about, you know, what's available in the community. But we really want to make sure we're capturing those really awesome stories with it. So anytime, you know, again, we look at family businesses and industry and how can we pay attention to the past and go forward?
What a rich history, right?
Oh, we're the oldest
settlement.
City. Yeah. Oldest settlement, oldest county in Wisconsin, place of encounters. And so we really need to share that.
I just kind of realized that the other day, because I'm walking the other way now on the trail, the Fox River Trail. And they've got that plaque right outside here a little bit, where it used to be a trail heading down towards Chicago as a footpath.
Yeah, that was
It was a trail that, again, the connectivity of how people have traveled across our state, Milwaukee up to here, was very important.
Done by the trees and all.
We'll talk about. But it just seemed really good. It's like, holy cow!
So much history here.
1600 or whatever. Yeah, that was cool. All right,
this is before Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum. Can you stick around?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, back after this.
I'm ready to play. Look at me, I can be Santa Fe.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Here 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app. We're with Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum, talking about some great fun things coming up. But first, a segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors. From Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the durability of materials gets tested. They open and close the latches, the shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they will last for years to come. Pella offers custom windows, custom color, innovative features like shades between the glass. Get started today. PellaWI.com.
So Beth's talking about all the stuff going on at the Neville, the displays, but they're really focusing on this story time at the Neville, which is every Saturday. Is it every Saturday?
It's almost every Saturday. Okay, we're fortunate. We have paid education interns this semester.
Nice.
So it's based on kind of their schedule, which is amazing because it is truly trained by our educator to help provide.
You know, I think that's kind of a nice way of easing young kids into the world of history, of local history, as well. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're going to the museum today. It's like, oh.
Right.
But you go there for something fun, and then they can wander around and say, oh.
And these young, energetic kids reading the stories and doing the projects.
I think that's great.
And this, a trickster tale. Trickster, John. This is a story. It's a coyote.
Ah.
He's clever but mischievous.
Who reads the books?
So our education interns.
John is a good reader. I will come in and do it for you. I would love to do that.
That'd be awesome. You want to be Bruce the Spruce?
I was just going to say.
You want to volunteer to be Bruce? We had her on here.
Yeah. Like our first week of doing the show or something.
I don't know if she's still with us.
Who?
The lady who
The moose.
No, the spruce. The goose. John. The lady in the tree.
Yeah.
We had
What's that? Moose, Bruce the Moose?
No. It's Bruce the Spruce.
Bruce
tree.
The Spruce. Okay.
The tree. Christmas tree. Spruce.
Okay.
Anyway.
Long-standing volunteer. That's Bruce the Spruce volunteer.
Okay.
So. She was, she's still doing that?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Well,
she was awesome.
You don't need anybody then to fill in?
Well, she can't do that for 50 hours a week.
Put me on the list.
Okay.
Put me on the list.
You got to go through training, though.
You do?
Yes.
Hey, kid, where are you from?
Right. That's why
your football
training.
Team really sucks.
Idea is not to scare the children.
Right,
that's not to scare the children.
We call that training. Yes. Okay.
Fine.
Anyway, all right, so you've got that going on. What other activities? It's free for residents of the county on the first Wednesday of the month, but it's not that expensive. I mean, to go and spend an evening there or afternoon or day.
I was going to say, we are fortunate that we have our free day for Brown County residents, thanks to the county board and county executive, because we need the tax levy to operate our institutions. So that's our day to give back to our residents. And our admission fee is very affordable for families, but we also have memberships and, again, accessibility and passes and different things.
I'm not trying to blow smoke at you here, but we talk sometimes when they do those surveys, we've just kicked around some of the good things of living in Green Bay when it was, picked really, really high. And we nitpicked some of the other things. We got this to prove. But the Neville is one of the really cool things. And I'm not blowing smoke, but it really is, because what you guys do is you really spend so much time on the heritage of these things that are right around us. It would be great if you had, a Gemini spacecraft, but doesn't have anything to do with us. I think it's awesome what you guys do, that it relates so well to our community.
Yes, absolutely. That's our job. We bridge communities and connect generations, and we try to capture as many voices as we possibly can to be able to have those touch points within the museum. So again, a family coming in that's multi-generational can see it through multiple perspectives. With holiday memories, it's very generational. And again, you have these memories of holidays and seasons and gatherings and celebrations. But then we also get into some of the science of the animatronics of the figurines that we have in the collection. So again, for a young mind coming in, they get a chance to see and understand, okay, this is how this is animated even before we have something like computer animation.
Next spring, I'm going to get really heavy, heavy, heavy into metal detecting again. And when I find really cool things, I'm going to donate them to you guys to display.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to reserve it for 2054. Because that will be the city's 200th birthday.
Okay.
And we had, when I was mayor, was the sesquicentennial, the 100th. Yep. And I built the time caps. I buried
it. You put one together?
I did. And you should see what's in there. And I want to display it, out at the museum.
What year is that?
2054. We'll be a little bit older, Johnny. We'll be alive. We're going to be old. It'll be close. But I wrote a letter about what the city's going to look like.
Oh, no kidding.
But I'm not going to be there because I can't remember. I talked about a consolidated water system. Remember, that didn't happen.
Yeah, so much for that.
I know. But anyway, but that's cool just to celebrate that. Now, that's only 200 years. I mean, there's older things here. But I just think it's cool when adults too, really realize the rich history they have. We just had a party Saturday at the Northland Hotel. Now, I was 100 years old, but that's still cool. 100 years and the people who've been there, President Kennedy and Eleanor Roosevelt and Lombardi, of course, signed his contract there. That's just cool history that we have.
We have amazing history in northeastern Wisconsin, and especially in the city of Green Bay. Some days I just kind of, it takes my breath away as to the rich history and the touch points and the connections that we have.
You know what I've really realized that, though, is, and I just started walking to get in shape or whatever and lose weight. So I've been walking down streets that I literally had never been on before. And you see some of that architecture, and that house has to be 125 years old, maybe more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the architecture of just in some of these just kind of neighborhoods is really cool. And you think back of what these neighborhoods must have been like, way back. And even when we read that book by Linda Drew, and she did a great job of really describing them. And it's still here.
It is here.
It's still around us.
And you look at the homes, which are, 150 years old, 130 years old, but the families who were in those homes also contributed greatly. I mean, the house contributed to the beauty of the neighborhood, but the families contributed to the success of Green Bay.
Absolutely. Again, we do a lot of family history.
Right.
And look at, we did an architecture exhibit several years ago.
Right.
And
we
looked at multiple people and owners of homes. And again, things that they started, created, invented, businesses started here.
I think that all the time, who would have lived here? What kind was this, a doctor? Was this a so-and-so? Was it?
Well, there's the big ones, some business people, too.
Yeah,
Paper was good to this community.
Yeah. All right, we've got 1 minute left.
All right, but I just want to say that then going forward, you talk about the Hmong community in some of your books. You talk about, the diversity that we're embracing now.
Absolutely.
And that's cool to have, multiple spectrums.
Multiple voices. So, again, bridging and connecting is what we do.
So, website, how do we get it?
NevillePublicMuseum.org. Our website is big and vibrant and tells you all the details that you need to know. Come on in.
Fantastic. Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum. Great holiday events coming up for kids and for adults. Congratulations on what you guys do. You guys make it all work.
It is.
Thank you.
By the way, are you a Hoosier?
And easy parking.
Sorry.
They have great parking there, too.
Great parking.
You know what I mean?
Huge parking. And go to the Vietnam Memorial and back. It's really cool to see.
Yes.
Yes.
It really is. Thank you so much, Beth.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back. Mind on the Mayor. Back up.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Recently, the American Angus Association hosted their national convention, where one Wisconsin farmer took home a pristine honor. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and with me is Cody Quam of Marta Farms out of Lodi, Wisconsin, and he was able to take home the Young Breeder of the Year award. And he's here to explain what it meant to him and his family, and how it felt to be able to take home this honor. We'll have that story right after this.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and now here's Cody Quam explaining how it felt to win the Young Angus Breeder of the Year.
It was an amazing honor to be recognized amongst the talented and hardworking people of the Angus industry. To be recognized as a Young Producer of the Year, Young Breeder of the Year, it was actually very, very humbling and very, I guess, rewarding to know that all the work you try and do and keep your nose to the grindstone actually gets recognized once in a while.
Quam says they don't do the work they do for the awards, but rather to help further the Angus industry. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of the industry throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 13th and 14th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depth of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and now let's take a look at some agriculture news. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville Collegiate Crops team won first place overall at their regional crops contest in Brookings, South Dakota. And at this contest, they are judged on plant and seed identification, commercial grain grading, and seed analysis. Senator Tammy Baldwin also announced that Wisconsin will receive over $3.5 million in federal funding aim to strengthen the fertilizer production to support Wisconsin agriculture and to boost productivity, which in turn will boost Wisconsin agriculture's profitability. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Showers will gradually end this morning, but it is going to stay cloudy here most of the day. Today, our high right around 50 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 53. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 54. Showers, 57 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
506
5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Thursday morning, starting to clear up out there. I'll tell you what, we'll take this. Like I said, I got our last high school football game tomorrow night on My 32. It will be Bayport taking on DC Everest at Titan Stadium in Oshkosh. Actually, Ted will not be there for this game, and we're going to be talking with the team president of the Wisconsin Herd. We'll talk a little bit about what Ted's going to be doing that day, because it's a very, very special. It's going to be a sad but a very special night for the Wisconsin Herd. On Friday night. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We got Frank Herman's still coming up. We got Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. They are always a lot of fun. But, man, we've had a couple of really great guests getting it rocking here this morning.
And what's the common thread between those two guests? I mean, one's running the Fox Cities Chamber events for youth, and the other one is running the Neville Museum here, which is for everybody, but focusing on programs for the youth. The two things they have in common, the one thing they have in common?
We're both teachers.
We're both teachers. Yeah. And that's cool that
I agree.
Teaching... There's second careers, right? Or third careers. I mean, you go to school, you become a teacher, and you can go out and do so many things. And boy, they both excel at what they're doing.
Well, it almost seems to feel like if you're a teacher, there's a whole other world of what you've, you know what I mean? You've got the attributes, you communicate, whatever. You can do almost anything,
but a lot of them don't.
I know, but you know what I mean?
I mean, it's cool that they're doing it. They're good examples because sometimes people teach and they love teaching and they're good at it and they stay at it, but... I mean, to break away and do other things, we're lucky.
Yeah, text from my old radio partners, Katie and Nick, this morning.
Oh.
Can I play it real quick here?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, hit play.
We've had a song in our head all morning, and we can't help but think of you. Basketball Joe!
I hate that song.
Basketball Joe! Why are you singing it?
What?
Katie and Nick.
I know. What was the significance of that?
They just had that song in their heads, so they wanted to call me to my head. I used to sing that song.
Oh, I see. Okay.
From 1973. It was a top 10 hit on this date, 1973. Guarantee you. Basketball Jones!
Yeah, and that was a weird.
Yeah.
It just made no sense.
Mm-hmm. It was a weird era. But anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
70s.
But I want to talk about something else with the museum. Okay.
Are you sure that was that 73? Sure was
1973.
It later?
No, another song. Convoy. Convoy.
Yeah.
Look up top 20 songs, November 1973. Midnight Train to Georgia would be on that list. Basketball Jones would be on that list.
Really? 73? I thought it was later than that. Mm-mm. I was in college. Mm-mm.
By the way, I got a text from a good buddy of mine. He says, I have the recipe for Orange Julius. Would you like some? Yeah.
The place that closed in the mall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the recipe for it. Mm-hmm. Remember, they'd always look good, like had all the oranges displayed.
Maybe they should have a different one. I know.
And the whole thing. And that was a great era. I mean, the big clock. Me and Larry McCarron would sit there on the...
John, there's malls that have been around for a long, long time.
I don't think they have the support of the local political czar. Just throwing that out there. I may have had something to do with it.
No.
You think?
Oh, man.
Hi, Mr. Mayor. We've got a store that's struggling. Could we... No! You know what? Let it close. That's free enterprise. What do you think this is? Socialism, for God's sakes?
Take it
out. Get out of here.
No,
next. Hi, Mr. Mayor. We want to do a thing at the mall. No, it's a dumb idea.
I supported the mall all I could.
Hi, Mr. Mayor, I'm actually the Spruce Moose doing the thing.
It's a Spruce. John.
Spruce Goose?
No, Bruce. Oh. The Spruce. So Bruce. Just think of the tree.
Okay.
The Spruce Bruce tree, the Spruce. And it's Bruce. Okay. So inside the tree is Bruce.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know. You want to be that person?
And you'd be like, can I just get
some kids
more comfortable chair to sit on to talk to? No, Grandma, get out of here.
But that is a cool thing. I mean, a lot of memories in Green Bay. We gotta bring those back. So I think they're doing a great job.
Every time you gave your state of the city address, like, I got to tell you one thing, though, folks. Crime in the parking lot of the mall, in the parking ramps, don't even go there. I don't let my family go there.
Parking ramps were old. No, people watch too much TV. They're safe. They're clean. You don't get any snow on your car, no rain on your car. Parking ramps are great. They're great. And you get to the elevator and you're there. No,
I know. I don't know why you discourage people from going there back in the day.
I built that one. It's 805 stalls in that one. That's the first thing I really did. Then I got Nicolet Bank and some other stuff going. So we needed
parking. I just thought that seemed like a big-time mall when I moved to Green Bay.
I think it was.
It reminded me of
that mall in Manitowoc didn't work, right? The one on Lakeshore Drive?
Boy, is that an eyesore.
It's a beautiful area.
I know, but I mean that whole right area. It's like you got this beautiful body of water across the street.
Do you think our mall had any curb appeal?
Well, I will say
it's closed off. No, that's same thing with Manitowoc. That had more curb appeal than ours. And you said it was an eyesore. So
This mall reminded me of the Grand Avenue Mall in Milwaukee. That's what it reminded me of.
Okay,
and I always liked that one. Then it turned bad. But I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, malls just had their era, I guess. And
right. And I hope, you know, the Fox Cities Mall is.
Oh, Bayport still. Bayport.
That's called Bayport.
Still fine.
Well, is it?
Isn't it? Parking lot's always full when I go by. I haven't been in. I've only been in there once. You know what? It's like when I need
a shirt.
I go to Kohl's. And that's all I buy. And I hope I have a 30% off thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's how I
Kohl's
do
cash,
my. Exactly.
Right. But when Yonkers, you know, went away, they filled that now with Seifert's, whatever the furniture store is. Those are big stores to fill.
Oh, I believe that.
And that happened in Wausau, too. That's connected to that St. James Hotel, you know, downtown Wausau. I think downtown malls, you know, remember that Rich Man, Poor Man, whatever? They just suburban malls took over the downtown malls. Surface parking.
Rich Man, Poor Man is one of the greatest miniseries in the history of TV.
That was good.
Oh, a young Nick Nolte, yeah. Ed Asner.
Right.
I'm trying to think. Oh, Susan Blakely, who I had a big crush on.
Yeah.
That was good. Is it Thursday nights or something? And you just waited for that.
Man, but you had to do your homework because my parents, they knew that I was into that. You know,
it was my first year of college.
All right. Well, I was in high school then, and it was, they had leverage with that show with me.
Oh, Peter Strauss, that was the other guy's name.
We didn't have DVDs to record
stuff
back then.
Nothing.
So that
no
was
VHS,
either watch it or you didn't.
Nothing. Exactly.
Okay, that's why they had leverage on me. Was it on Thursdays, really?
I don't know, whatever night it was, but it was
It was a school night, for sure.
But you waited for that. Everybody watched
that. That didn't have the, because the next series, they left you kind of hanging a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's what made Nick Nolte famous.
Yeah, it did.
When he started that.
It did.
And then the only other one that might have been the same year was Roots. It's like everybody watched Roots. Didn't you? You didn't watch Roots?
Well, of course I did, but I didn't have the same, I can't miss it.
I know. I agree.
But I did watch it, but I didn't.
Yeah.
No, Rich Man, Poor Man, and the reason I say that, and that was, 30, 40 years ago, that meant a lot to me to watch it.
That
I remember
was
my mom saying
land
that.
Breaking.
It was.
Yeah.
That was the mall thing, right?
Yeah, but you know what the weird thing is? It's one of those things when back in those days, I think some of the actors were like, okay, I need a character completely opposite of who I am. Here's Ed Asner, who's beloved as Lou Grant.
Right.
And now he's just this nasty, mean old German.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are some good things that, I mean, people.
Do they do miniseries anymore?
I don't know. I was thinking about what. But like I said, it's not a miniseries, but. You know, like I said, I think Breaking Bad, you're going to be watching that. That's old, but that's awesome. That's going to keep you engaged. That keeps going and going. How many series was Rich Man, Poor Man? Was it
1 year just, or was it more than 1 year?
It wasn't 5 years.
No,
that's
no,
what
no,
I'm
no,
saying.
No, no, no.
Okay. Okay. I don't remember.
I'm like, maybe, did they have it like in the fall and then maybe in the spring?
They took
something like that.
Maybe that was it. Anyway, there's some good things on. I can't think of the names right now, but watching those series is fun because it keeps you engaged and you really like, okay, what's this guy going to do? And
I got to ask you something. Okay, yeah. So when we're talking about, like I want to take a book when I go sit in the deer stand, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'd actually rather do a Kindle, okay?
Yeah.
Can you do that like anywhere, or do you have to have service to be able to read it? Convoy?
If you download the books before you go out, then you don't need it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to, it's like you like would download a movie? That's what I would do.
No, I'm going to read books.
Yeah.
But here's the deal.
It's too bright. Those deer are going to see that, man.
Nah, those deer up there are blind. So anyway.
Just what do I know?
Does anybody have I don't have a plug to charge them up. Where would I get one of those? like in like a day.
The battery?
Because I really want to use that. Yeah, to charge it up. Could I just take that to a radio? There's no Radio Shacks anymore, right?
You could probably find one at Walmart. Myself?
They did not change with the
But man, why, should I bring the actual thing in to show them? Because I have no idea where the plug is. I lose everything. Do
you have a Kindle? You don't have a Kindle.
I got a Kindle.
Do you?
I think so.
Okay.
It's a tablet thing. It's flat. It's about this big.
But that's not the same thing. A tablet isn't the same as a Kindle.
Is it Convoy?
Yeah, Kindle is actually like it's special Amazon.
It's strictly for books, right?
Well, no, there you can do other stuff on Kindles too. You can do
you can go on the internet from it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I used to carry it with me when I used to do the Packer post game shows. I would be watching that for other games as I'm doing the show.
Yeah,
right off my thing.
Yeah, originally it did start. I was just
a book.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
Now, yeah, I mean, with technology now, it's you can do everything on there.
All right, we got a couple texts here. Todd says, Jim, building that parking ramp caused business closure on Adams. I worked at that one. Thanks, Jim.
No. Wait. This guy's got it all wrong. I gotta put my glasses on. What did he say?
Jim, building that parking ramp caused business closure on Adams. I know. I worked there.
No, it didn't.
Thanks, Jim.
There was nothing there.
Just throwing it out there. I'm just reading them.
There was nothing there. Adams Street is a go-through street. I didn't close any street off. That helped spur Nicolet Bank and then the whole downtown got going. Mm-hmm. That parking ramp was a necessary public infrastructure that we needed.
Mm-hmm. Got another one. Chuck from Green Bay.
Todd.
Also, Todd.
Todd, you're getting your first parking ramp ever in De Pere. Todd from De Pere.
De Pere's getting a parking ramp?
First one ever.
Okay.
Where the shop goal went under. That,
oh, okay.
Yes. So, okay. And
that, I didn't know that.
And I think your mayor, he's talking to the wrong Jim. He's talking to Jim Boyd, Jim Schmidt.
Oh, no.
Okay, all right, Todd.
Also, Chuck says, Lonesome Dove was the first series. That one was awesome. Chuck from Green Bay. Loved that series. Do you remember, Chuck, do you remember the name of the nastiest, most evil person? Was it Blue Duck? Remember Blue Duck in Lonesome Dove? And do you remember when Ricky Schrader from Silver Spoons, he's crossing, they're doing a cattle drive, and they got to cross a river, and he's a little nervous, and his horse kicked up a den of water moccasins. I have an unhealthy fear of getting bit by a water moccasin, even though there are none around here. And he goes in the water, and they, like, bite him in the face and everything. It was a gruesome show. Did you ever see that? No. It was really good. The Robert Duvall, Kenny Rogers, Lonesome Dove was magnificent. So Kevin Van Ness, our good friend.
Love him.
Basketball Jones hit number 15 in 1973. Cheech and Chong came back in Space Jam 1996 by Chris Rock and Barry White. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah. I said top 10 or top 20, and it was number 15 on this date, 1973.
All right.
Now, will you accept Kevin Van Ness?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That guy knows music better than
you
ever will. Then a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I'll let that go. Wow.
What's the Cheech and Chong? That's where he sang it.
It was Cheech and Chong that sang that song.
Okay, I got it. You're right.
I mean, it's a spoof song, one of those novelty spoof songs. And I know you. Yeah, birthdays today. Oh, and also, what else today? Pickle Day. I think we talked a little bit about that.
You like sweet.
Why don't more places make sweet pickles?
Yeah.
You'll have 10 rows of dill. And one little one of sweet. You know what I had the other night? Pickle sandwich. Piece of bread, rye bread, pickles, and mayonnaise. And it's fantastic. Pickle sandwiches are one of my favorite things in the world.
That sounds like depression food. I mean, come on. You got to put some. Where's the protein, John? You got to get some meat, ham. Sausage, turkey, right?
Okay.
Beef.
I'm just saying. That's
the start of a good sandwich.
If somebody's short on time and you're a little short on meat, go ahead and grab some sweet pickles, mayo, and good taste of bread, and just fold it over. You will love that sandwich. What? I'm serious.
I think it's missing something, but that's all right. I've never
Today's also
bacon.
Teddy Bear Day. Teddy Bear Day. Birthdays. Patrick Warburton, that's Putty from Seinfeld, right? Conroy, are you going to pay attention or are you just going to...
He's 21 years old.
What's he doing? Condoleezza Rice is 70. Yanni is 70. King Charles is 76. That's all he is? Oh, wow. Isn't his girlfriend like 85?
No, I don't think so.
Camellia?
You think she's... Is she that much older? I know Deanna was much younger.
I got to be honest with you. That's, I've never seen... Don't even get me started on how hot Diana was versus her. Don't even get me started.
Oh, no, I know. But he, as my wife said, he loves Camilla, and that Diana was like.
Is that
trophy.
Before you got cataracts? We're going to send her a break. Back at us. Dastin Martin,
Sampton Beach. Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pegyl is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Music.
What are you doing?
Jeez, dude, we
are
a morning show.
After the show?
Todd's, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, Todd is off today. So we got in this
Wow. Is
stoner.
All I can say.
Man. Okay. What was that?
I it's called Epic Faith No More.
By who?
Epic Faith No More.
Never heard of him. Never heard of it.
And
the only part you got right in there, Con, was no more.
It's Trucker. quick pull. Whose music do you like better, Todd's or Conroy's? Just put Todd or Conroy. Whose music do you like better?
I'll take that poll.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. You're behind 2-0 to start off here, Conroy.
Oh, man, dude.
Wow.
I think I need a manual on
Todd's. We got Frank Herman's coming up in a few minutes. Yeah, Frank is our authority on local music and everything.
He'll sit straight.
Yeah. By the way, we got to send out a thank you to Pete Petoniak.
Oh, yeah.
And the folks at Fox 11.
Absolutely.
Sending us over a cute little pair of gloves and a winter.
Well, a gift basket.
And a gift basket.
A gift box, I should say.
Yes.
They gave us, it's scarf, gloves, and talking about the weather.
Yes.
That was very nice of you guys to do that.
Thank you, Pete.
We'd
like to get Pete on the show sometime.
Yes, we would.
Pete, come on the show sometime.
Well, he's busy right now. He works. He has like a 4-hour show every morning.
What time do they get? I think they get done at 8, though, don't they?
Aren't they 5? I think they're 5 till 9.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
But they have breaks in between there. He could call us for a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he
even just call
us.
Yeah,
just want to get. I thought you want him in studio.
Yeah. Pete Petoniak, give us a call.
Yes. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Boy, he's been around.
I know. But you know what? Still looks exactly the same.
He does.
The same.
Yeah, his kids got to be getting older. I mean, I mean, his kids on an airplane.
He works out
time.
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how would you know?
He told me that.
Okay, I was going to say.
He works out a lot.
See, I can say people work out a lot because I see him at the gym.
Speaking of working out a lot, Nikki just walked through the door.
Oh, yeah.
Luann says, loving the hard rock, boys.
Mm.
Okay.
All right, one for you, Con.
Mm. Dave says, Todd! Exclamation points. All right.
One for Todd.
Nikki! Come here.
All right.
Please. So, okay, come here, please.
Frank's talking about his holiday show, which is going to be great. You know, we were talking yesterday about...
Just what I did to my spoon and made my soup. I ate melted plastic.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot.
Talking about the holiday spirit, and sometimes to get into it, you got to go out and do something. So like Frank's show, some of the stuff, the Neville Museum.
Yep.
Just a lot of cool stuff that people can do.
Or even at your place with the shelter.
Yep.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
The haircut.
Yeah, he likes to get his money's worth.
Don't get me started.
God, this
is the worst haircut I've ever had.
Get out the bowl.
I think he looked nice.
Really? Oh, okay. I told her 3/4 inch. She cut off like 1.5 inches to 2 inches.
See, size matters.
It was coming down in 3/4 of an inch.
You said...
It was coming down in clumps.
She thought it was like clumps.
No, you said 3/4 inch. That's what she thought you wanted left.
Maybe. 100%. I don't think I have that.
That is exactly right.
That's what she heard.
No, you look good.
Really?
You got all spiffed up last night. Saw the tie. And did you put product in your hair last night?
I had to.
Yeah?
I had to.
Yeah.
Because it was like sticking up all over. You know when you first get a cut, it doesn't have its own.
Yeah.
So I had to do that.
You look nice. You look great.
Okay, I feel better.
All good.
So this is something I've been trying to find for months, Jim. This is going to change my life.
Mm-hmm.
Chia seed.
Jim's locked in.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm
chia seed. I've been reading about this. Chia seed. It even says right on it, this is a superfood. All natural omega-3 and omega-6.
Does that come off a chia pet? Is that what you do? You get one of those and then you...
There you go.
How do you use it?
You sprinkle it on your food.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a look at this. Look at the parents. So somebody who's that looks like me with those jeans. I'm going to donate to you,
John. She looks.
I'm giving Jim some of my jeans.
I heard. Yeah. How nice of you. Yeah. Very generous. There you are. You're a giver.
It's who I am.
Yep. I give.
Because I don't want to get, because they're like my 40 wasted ones.
Right. You don't want to hang on to those.
No. Because it's like, well, I'm putting away, but at least I've still got my, it's like, nope, I got to buy all new clothes.
Yes.
And you deserve that.
Yes.
Don't buy them on the way going up.
You want to put that on mute?
Yeah. It was Nicole.
Well, look at
this. And she said, congratulations. I said, congratulations on a fantastic event. I was honored to be a part of it. Nicole Stockman, UW Green Bay for the Veterans.
That looked
counts. It was great.
Awesome.
It was super. It was
moving,
really great.
Very moving.
Did you hear what Nick and Katie sent me this morning?
Basketball Jones.
Yeah.
Big day.
Yeah.
And turnabout is fair play because Katie and I are very excited about Pickle Day. We're pickle enthusiasts.
Oh.
Sweet pickles. I heard, bud. I heard.
Did you ever have a sweet pickle sandwich?
I will make you one. I bet you are going to sprinkle
chia seeds on it. Yeah. I'm telling you.
You should be on to something.
You guys are both pickle
big pickle people.
Okay.
Big pickle people.
Okay. I know I've asked this question before.
Okay.
Is a pickle just a small cucumber?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have asked that before.
I know, but I don't believe it.
Oh. Well, then keep asking. Is that what you're one of those kids?
Because why does a cucumber taste nothing like a pickle?
Because a pickle has been pickled.
Well,
and the vinegar.
Oh, and the brine or whatever.
Brine. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So if you took a cucumber and you put it in that same stuff, would it taste like a pickle?
I don't think so.
But you have pickling cucumbers. You have the cute. They're obviously a size thing.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I mean.
But then you get the deli pickles.
It doesn't seem right, does it?
Oh, pickles are.
But the whole consistency is different.
Sure.
When you buy a big pickle.
Right, but that's.
Versus a cucumber. The whole consistency on the guts of it is different.
Because of the brine.
No.
100%.
Because I don't think they're exactly the same food.
So are you contradicting yourself already?
No. I'm saying a pickle isn't exactly the same as a cucumber.
It starts as a cucumber and becomes a pickle.
I don't know. I think there's a hybrid. Huh?
A pickle doesn't grow up to be a cucumber.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
We need experts. Conrad is not going to be.
I'm not sure. And I'm not sure. Frank's,
I hope he's got a pickle related song.
I'm not sure. Frank's
he's trying to find his next Black Sabbath song.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
You're so angsty today, guys.
Wow, we're dealing with this young kid.
Oh.
It's supposed to be Trucker Thursday.
It's all right.
All my people waiting for Trucker. We'll be back.
To Conrad.
Don't you come back no more.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom.
She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another